for Licking on Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Licking on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. Now, here's your host of Licking on Lending, David Licking.
Let's begin.
Listeners, we're in for a real treat. We'll start off by saying Merry Christmas to all of you. So glad that you would take the time to listen to us on Christmas Day. Okay, so maybe you're not listening to us on Christmas Day. This was recorded actually December 15th, releasing it 10 days later on Christmas Day. And we're grateful for our listeners. Again, one of the things, we're so blessed by you, our listeners. So we pray that you're just enjoying your Christmas holiday with your family. We hope you listen to this very close. And joining me on the microphone is a dear friend, and I can truly say a brother. This guy, he's a brother from another mother, and I just love this guy. He's got amazing energy levels. He works for an amazing organization that I'm very close to, and that's Movement Mortgage. So, Stephen Phelan, so good to have you here, brother.
Yeah, Dave, man, it is a joy. I tell you what, I have so much respect for you as a person and the work that you're doing in our industry. And so this is a great gift for me to be able to spend an hour with you, my friend.
I'm so excited about it. Of course, we honor Casey because what that whole organization has done in our industry, from when he Googled how to start a mortgage company, found me, we got him started. And of course, things have taken off and gone to just amazing levels, but it's such a blessing to still be involved. And one of the things was I met you as you were contemplating a change. And Casey had a dream of you coming in, being a part of providing a service and a value to his organization. And I want to get to that in just a minute. But before we do, let's start out by letting our listeners find out who you are, Stephen. Give them a little background on yourself and how you got to where you're at, my friend.
Yeah, Dave. So I grew up in Alabama and was a fan of the Crimson Tide. However, I went to the University of Virginia, and that's where Casey Crawford and I began a 30-year friendship because I was trying to guard him on the football field as a strong safety. He was a tight end. And Dave, his arms are a good bit longer than mine.
That's so true.
So I just began really holding on to his jersey, getting a lot of flags. And I actually have never stopped holding on to him as a friend since.
That's so good.
And that began a really special friendship. I also went to law school at UVA.
Well, wait, before we go to your law school, which one is the better football player, you or Casey?
Dave, I guess the NFL answered that question definitively for it. Yeah. He went to the NFL. I did not.
Well, you went to get a law degree. So that indicates that we could tease him, say you're a little smarter, but we know Casey's a pretty smart guy. But anyway, so you went on and got a law degree then.
Got a law degree at UVA, got a theology degree at RTS. And then we were in Southern California starting churches and planting churches for 13 years. Until I got a phone call from my best friend, Casey, that changed my life. And that was back in early 2008. And Casey called me and he said, "Hey, man, would you be willing to pray with me about something?" And he said, "I really think that God might be calling me to start a mortgage company." And I said, "No, man, I don't need to pray about that. It's just a bad idea. Like, you need to turn on the TV or get out or something." But man, the world is blowing up because of that industry right now. He said, "Yeah, no, I know." He said, the problem with that is that the whole industry was built around greed. And it was preying upon neighbors for personal gain through lending, et cetera. And he said, "I want to build something that's about fundamentally loving your neighbor rather than preying upon your neighbor." And so I said, "Yeah, man, I'll pray about that." And so he really had a conviction, Dave, to start a different type of company, a company that is fundamentally built around loving and valuing your neighbor. And that is what Movement Mortgage was built to do in the middle of one of the worst mortgage economies until the recent years. And so that's what we've set out to do, is how do we really love and value our neighbors, love and value our teammates. That's what we're about.
Yeah. And you came on staff as the chief pastoral officer. And I want to put something in here. Now, we're talking pastor. We're talking about praying. Folks, this is Christmas. If you can't handle a little bit of what you might say is evangelical religion here, I apologize. We're releasing this on Christmas. I do ask you and challenge you, those that are saying, you know what? I don't have time for this. That's not my thing. I respect you guys doing that. And I understand that. But I want to ask you to listen all the way through. You may not do it in the construct of a faith, but you have a heart. Anyone who owns a business and running a business, you can't be in business successfully without having a heart for people. You can't be. I challenge anybody who owns a business, starts a business, you've got to have a heart for people or you're going to fail. So if you don't listen, you can say, just kick out the religious stuff that we're going to be hearing and talking about. If you want, that's fine. I wish you wouldn't. I think you should listen to it. But listen to this about what is being done at Movement Mortgage and the other companies Casey has now bought and is going across the board. So I just want to put a little encouragement. I know some people listen to the podcast regularly, might be turned off by that. I'm going to challenge you to listen all the way through because what they're doing here can be implemented at every company, regardless of a religious affiliation or not. So I just want to put that out there and challenge everyone on that. Stephen, thanks for letting me interrupt you there with that. So you're the chief pastoral officer at Movement Mortgage. Now, you're also the same at Ron Blue Trust, Sovereigns, and all of the Movement affiliates. Talk a little bit about what's beyond Movement there. Who's Ron Blue, Sovereigns, and all the Movement affiliates? Just real briefly touch on that.
Yeah, Dave. Actually, it goes back to the phone call that changed my life in 2008 from Casey. One of the things he told me there was he said, man, I really believe that this company's got to be fundamentally different. And I actually feel like God's calling on my life to start a company that really isn't about me. It's not about just building up my own personal wealth, but really is about loving neighbors and giving the whole thing away so that we can love the most marginalized in the world. And I remember telling him back then, Dave, I said, man, Casey, I really feel like you've heard from God on this and we've got to live into that. And I'm going to hold you to that for the rest of your life. And Casey had a friend of his by the name of John Casey in the NFL challenge him and ask him a question up front, Dave, that really would be good for any listener on this call to think about, which is this: how much is enough?
Yeah.
How much money is enough? And so what Casey did, so courageous, actually really wise, was he set a number. This is before the company even began. He set a number and said, this is going to allow me to live at the same level I'm at right now and to live, cap my income and stay here and give all of it away above that. And as God would do, man, he allowed Casey and Movement to grow. And it's now we've seen over 5,000 teammates be a part of it. It's in every state. And Casey reached that number, Dave, in year two. And so everything else is being given away to the kingdom of God and to love the most marginalized, the most vulnerable in the world. And now that includes, we've purchased Ronald Blue Trust. It includes our partnership with Sovereigns Capital. And so that is extended to taking this model of loving God and loving your neighbor and taking that and really wanting to see a faith-driven approach to business take off to bring an incredible hope for the most marginalized and vulnerable in the world.
Wow. It is an amazing vision. And I remember, as I said earlier in the intro, Casey Googled how to start a mortgage company. So I was there at the beginning along with you. But you joined him as a pastoral officer some years later. And what brought that about? The company grew and there's a need that Casey saw, which is why he reached out and had you literally join the staff. You were one of the C-suite executives on the company.
Yes, Dave, I think a couple things happened. One, on my end, as a pastor of a local church, I just recognized that America is moving in a direction that's increasingly more secular by the day. And people are really going to local churches less and less. Where they go is they go to work and they go to work. So I wanted to be a part of really loving people where they are rather than asking them to come to me on a Sunday morning. Man, I just figured, how could we really be what the church is supposed to be and really go to where people are and just love them where they are and to see a movement of God's love in the marketplace happen. And so I think that was a big part of it. I think another thing that happened, Dave, was that Casey gave me another call, and it was the second call from him that changed my life. And he and I were talking one day and he said, hey man, who do you think can really live into God's vision to really best love those in the marketplace with eternity in mind? He said, you think I can do that better as the CEO of a mortgage company or you as a pastor? And I'm like, I got that all day. Love with eternity in mind. Come on, man. That's what we do.
That's
my thing. But he asked me, he said, how many hours a week do you have your people? And I said, one on Sunday morning and two in a community group and maybe three if they serve. He said, I've got mine for 40. I get 40 hours to love my people. Like, you only get two or three. And then he said, hold on. He said, don't you ask them to write you a check to pay you? I said, yeah, tithing. He said, I pay mine. They're paid to be there. And so I've got a ready audience who is waiting to be loved with eternity in mind. And man, we just thought, golly, what an incredible opportunity to go to people where they are. Their defenses are down. They're not like all guarded up, and they just want to be loved and valued like every human longs to be. And so, Dave, what we've done is we have built a model that is fundamentally about loving your neighbor. It starts with your teammates. You love your teammates first. And if you love your teammates really well, guess what? You'll have some customers. And then if you love your customers really well, guess what? You'll have some profit. And you can take that profit and love marginalized communities. And so for us, Dave, it began in that order. How do we love our teammates and value our teammates in such a way that they've never been loved, they've never been valued like that? And what we did, Dave, is we identified three fundamental human needs that the human heart has that every team walking into every office on this call, your teammates have a desire to be loved and valued. And so we've found three ways to love that are across every industry, every sector, and regardless of how big or small your company is, whether you have five people or 5,000, these principles of love, they play out. And so that's the model, Dave.
I love it. And the one word there, it's universal. It's not a need for someone, for Americans, or it is universal. Employed, unemployed, senior executive, or the one working at the lowest levels in the organization. It's a universal need. And I'm really excited about getting into how you're doing that. So let's cover universal need number one. What is it?
Yeah, the first need that we all have, Dave, is when we are in crisis, we need help. Like everyone who is in a crisis, and look, all of us are either in one.
We're in the mortgage industry right now. The whole industry is in a crisis. It feels like it here.
So we're all going to be in crisis at one point or the other, and none of us want to go through that alone. We want help when we're in a crisis. And so when we were small, Dave, we first found out about this need just from our teammates that we knew. And in fact, one of our teammates that we'll call Maria came to us and said, hey, guys, I was wondering if I could work remote on Thursday and Friday. And May, who was fielding at the time, said, what are you talking about? And this was way before remote was a thing. This is in like 08, 09. And so she said, I don't have enough money to put gas in my car. And so if I could just work remote on Thursday and Friday, she said, payday's Monday. And I think I'll be good. And so May goes to Casey and says, Casey, hey, what do you think about this? And Casey said, if she can't put gas in her car, then I doubt she can put groceries in her fridge. So let's do both. So we gassed up her car, put groceries in her fridge, and then was born Love Works. Love does. Love is a verb. So we said, gosh, there's so many other teammates that when they're in crisis, we want them to know movement's coming. You're not going to be alone. And so as we grew, Dave, we had to figure out how to scale love. And so what we did is Casey seeded a Love Works fund that, by the way, we ripped off from Joel Manby, called him with his permission. He wrote the book and Joel said, yeah, man, take it, run with it. We're going to name the fund after. He said, great. And so Casey seeded the fund with a $100,000 gift.
Yeah. I think Toby joined him too. Toby, which is the co-founder there with Casey, each of them put up $100,000. Casey, how would you like to get a call for your partner? Hey, what are you doing? I want to challenge you. You willing to put up $100,000 with me? That would have a pucker factor for the average person. But knowing Toby as well as we do, I love that brother. And Casey funded this. But what's so interesting about this is the business part of this. After that, the thing has been totally self-funding, and I want to get into that, but I want to go through the three needs. We covered one of them. I want to cover the other two, and then we're going to talk about the structure of this. How can people set this up? We'll save that to the end. All right, so continue on. So you helped May through a crisis, put gas in her car, groceries in her refrigerator, and then that started solving a need. She can come to work, meet the needs. And then there's another aspect of it, and you've done this over and over. Is there any other stories of crises where you've helped people that just stand out before we move on to the second need? What are some other examples?
Yeah,
I know there's
sure.
hundreds and hundreds of them.
Yeah, sure. Dave, we had a particular tragedy at one of our schools. This is something we'll get into, but one of our passions for loving marginalized communities is that we're starting schools in communities. And in one of those schools, one of our scholars was struck in the head by a drive-by shooting. And
while she was sleeping in her bed in her home, yep. If I recall correctly.
Yes. What was so powerful was that through the Love Works Fund that we've set up, our community rallied. And it was actually the third altercation that this family and area had been through. And so our team rallied and got her immediately to a safer location, that is her family, while she was in the hospital. So we were able to help see them get into a much safer living condition and then rally around the family to support. And that's a layer out, Dave, even from our movement scholars, we were able to even help their families. So it's just an incredible thing where people feel like they're in crisis and, oh my goodness, movement is coming to love me. If you're a part of the movement team, movement's coming.
Yeah, I remember when Casey started the company, he started out as New American Funding. And I love that name, New American. And he's such an all-American guy. So I thought, what a great name. And he called me one day, he says, we're changing the name of the company to Movement. And I go, Movement? What are you talking about? He says, no, Lincoln, we're creating a movement. And I didn't understand the depth of that vision at that time. But he rebranded the company. And you certainly have done that. You made a difference in May's life. You made a difference in this girl's family who was sleeping in her home. A bullet came through as a drive-by shooting, shot through the house, went into her. What a tragedy to wake up to. But how you guys responded, you say, we don't live in those kind of neighbors, but there are crises all around us every day. The fact is that you have created a fund and you've created a movement and an awareness that you can make a difference in people in crisis. But sometimes it's not crisis. Sometimes, which is getting to the next one, and I'm really excited about the ending there, is some people just need to have a friend. Talk about the second need.
Yeah, Dave. So the first need is everyone needs help in crisis. The second need is everyone wants a friend at work. This is so basic, Dave, but if you study Gallup polls from the last 10 years, the common denominator that you'll find is when people say, I love my job. You couldn't pay me enough to leave here. I love this place. I'm sticking. What creates retention and stickiness at work? It's really simple. You have a friend who loves you. Yeah. And my background is the church world, Dave. And in the church, whether you're a church of 5 or 5,000, how do you create friendships? How do you create stickiness? It's through small groups. And so what we said is we're going to develop a small group system at work for people to be known in a group of 5 to 7, because in a company of 5,000, you just can't know everybody. You can't love everybody and value everybody. Yeah. But in a group of 5 to 7, you can.
Yes.
And so we created a mentoring process, which is a small group process of groups of 5 to 8 that can meet virtually all over the country. These don't have to be in person. And we've created a process for people to be loved and valued at work. Now, Dave, there's a story as to why this started. And the reason how we got here, there's a business case and there's a theological case. I'll start with the business case. The business case is this. We had a guy who came to us, one of our top leaders, and he said, guys, I'm leaving. We said, why is that? He said, I got an offer to triple my salary. And we said, that's it? That's the only reason? And David, just so happened, we knew who he's going to work for. And it was a really rough guy who had done some pretty nasty things to a couple of our team members, and we knew it. And so we said, man, don't go. This is a train wreck of a decision. And he said, no, they're tripling my salary. And so Casey said, look, I got bad news. I got good news. Which one you want? He said, I guess the bad news. He said, the bad news is it's a terrible decision. Don't go. He said, what's the good news? He said, well, the good news is, he says, we're going to start a mentoring program with your name on it. We're not going to have this happen again, because he said, this is our fault. We haven't loved our people well and equipped them to make decisions around calling. Like, what is your calling in life? And so we wanted to really pour into our people and help them make huge decisions in life, help them grow as parents, help them grow in their marriages. And so we created a process to help our teammates become better parents, become better husbands and wives, grow professionally. And that process is called Movement Mortgage. We have Movement Mentoring. Sorry about that. We have four Movement different tracks, Dave, of the mentoring process. We have a Faith and Life track for those who want to explore how they can grow spiritually as parents, as wives, all that together and how faith speaks into that. We have a leadership development track that John Maxwell has helped us develop. We have a life planning track, and we have a grab the key track. Dave, grab the key is what we're doing is we are helping those in our industry who right now are dealing with access issues to home ownership. So whites own homes at 79%. Blacks own homes at 46%. Latinos at 49%. So we wanted to step into that, felt called to, and to see that change. And so we have created a mentoring process out of a 7-week small group of 5 to 8 people to help those communities tear down the access gap that's there. And so now we're helping people step into generational wealth through home ownership in the Black community and Latino community. And they can also consider eternal wealth if they want to in one of these mentoring groups. And so, Dave, through that mentoring process, we have now equipped 3,500 of our teammates just at Movement.
Wow.
We have now given it to over 18,000 people in the marketplace. Businesses all over the country, every industry, every sector is taking a part of this Movement mentoring to see a movement of small groups that really helps people develop vulnerable friendships, intentional friendships at work, which their heart is longing for, and to be loved and valued at work.
That is so outstanding. And I am a part of C12, as you've been very active in speaking to the organization. And I had a number of my C12 executives, that's all CEOs, that are part of a roundtable group. And we get together once a month, talk about our businesses and what's going on in our lives. And we had our annual convention, and you spoke at that annual convention. And I drug as many of these guys to come and listen to you. And they got so inspired to set up their own Movement mentoring programs inside of their company. Again, it's a Movement to mentor. It's not Movement Mortgages mentoring program, but it's based on that and what you're doing there. These guys have all set these up, and that's having transformative impact on the lives of the people, but it's having that ancillary side benefit where people go, I feel loved and valued at this company. I know that if there's a crisis in my life, I've got somebody that'll help me out, or at least have a shot at it. And then now I have a friend and I'm feeling mentored, and they're helping me through these, achieve the goals and desires. It keeps people in their seats working away. Go ahead. Excited about this stuff.
Let me introduce you to a story, a guy named Zach. I think it'll come to life when you hear about Zach. Zach came to work with us, and he was going through a lot of the same. All of us have our own different addiction issues. They just have different names on them. Yep. Zach, like anyone else, had his own. And so dealing with some addiction issues and some struggles at home. And we have gotten to watch Zach's marriage, his family transformed, overcoming addiction. And he would say, man, he has actually developed his faith. He's come to a living faith that is giving him life in Christ. Holistic change, spiritually, emotionally, physically, marriage-wise. And now, Dave, Zach is so fired up about Movement mentoring that he has a goal for 2024. And guess what it is? To bring 50 of our teammates into Movement mentoring this year. He said, my life has been so transformed by this process. I'm going to bring 50 of our teammates into the mentoring process because I know it'll change their life too.
So how many mentoring groups do you have just in Movement Mortgage alone?
Dave, we've had, let's see, around 3,500 of our teammates who are a part of it just at Movement, which is, it's just an amazing thing that's happening because people are longing for intentional friendships. And if you happen to be a follower of Jesus, there's another reason that you do this. Jesus, in this thing called the Great Commission, he said, man, go and make disciples. And
that's so good.
That's really all it is from a faith perspective. But there's also this incredibly strong business case. So it's really both.
Yeah, it's really good, which really gets to the third universal longing that every human has. And I want you to talk about that purpose.
Yeah, Dave. So everyone wants help in crisis. Everyone wants a friend at work. And here's the third thing. Everyone wants a life of purpose. Like unequivocally, the human heart longs for purpose. We long to be a part of something bigger than ourselves, to live a life of significance, not just success. John Maxwell talks a lot about the human desire to move beyond success to significance, that a life about others. And Dave, what we're doing is we are helping our teammates build a life of purpose. And here's the way that happens. Jesus said it this way, you're more blessed when you give than when you receive. And so if you get people developing their generosity muscles, really exercising generosity and giving their life away, especially to the most marginalized and the most vulnerable in the world, they will find that they are building a life of purpose. So the most significant thing we're doing, Dave, is right here. We come to our teammates and we say, hey, we want you to come with us to Guatemala or El Salvador. And we want you to serve and love the most vulnerable kids in Guatemala or El Salvador or Africa. And when people do that, their life is transformed. Now, Dave Casey would say this, and he said it often. We have paid the best of the best to come into movement to do leadership development. We've paid millions of dollars and we'll keep doing it. But the single best thing we do for leadership development is get somebody to get on a plane and go on a vision trip with us. We're expanding their vision for a purpose-driven life. And so, Dave, we've now taken over 60 trips at Movement just alone. We do about one a month. And we are now, we've developed the infrastructure. I just hired someone and we are serving businesses all over the country who were saying, hey, come with us. We get it that you may not have the partners overseas, develop all the travel logistics, the safety, all that. So we've done that. We've done all that. We've hired it out. We've got it. And just come with us. All you need to do, if you want to develop your people and see them live a life of purpose and do leadership development, just say, hey, Stephen Phelan at Movement, I want to go with you. I want to take my team with you to serve the most vulnerable in Guatemala or wherever it is, and watch what happens in your company and through the leadership development that happens. The relationships will absolutely be transformed. But Dave, here's something that's critical to that process. When people come back, they are so fired up. They're just like, oh my goodness, if you were only with me in Africa when we were there, man, it just changed my life. But a lot of times they come back and they go, now I got to go back to work. And we say, no, now you get to go back to work. But here's the thing. We're going to put you in a mentoring group, a small group of 5 to 8 people, maybe some of that you went on a trip with. And we're going to work out what you learned about purpose over in Africa. We're going to work it out here in Charlotte and Toledo and Tulsa and all the cities across the U.S. And we're going to live a life of purpose here, going to serve the rescue mission, serving in our work. What does it mean to develop purpose at work? And when we can pair the mentoring groups with the vision trips, oh, it is transformational.
So exciting. I remember one of the stories Casey told me. He says, you got to hear the story. We got this dude who is tatted up. He's got tattoos. He's a biker dude. Man, he is a badass kind of guy. He's one of these guys that just rough, tough, and is about a far away. He probably never darkened the door of a church or anything like this. So he got talked into going on one of these vision trips. And Casey tells the story so well. He says, man, I don't think you can construct a sentence without an F-bombing in there. And he said, so we talked him into coming. He came. He says, Lincoln, you won't believe this big, tough guy was in the middle of all these kids running around and hanging off him. It changed the man's heart. It gave him a purpose. And he's gone back now and built his own orphanages or done similar things in their schools or whatever. He's done this on his own because it transformed his life.
What Mike Brennan figured out, who's now the president of our company, what Mike figured out on these vision trips is that a little girl who's 8 years old in Guatemala is actually our neighbor and we're called to love her. And he saw the things that a little girl who's going through things that no little girl should ever have to go through. Mm-hmm. And he started weeping. And this little girl got a hold of Mike Brennan's heart.
Was it Brennan? Was Casey talking about Brennan?
Mike Brennan. He has now been back to over 15 vision trips. He is so passionate about taking teammates because he sees what happened in his own heart and the hearts of our teammates as we go. And it's the power of a little girl who's 8 years old in Guatemala who becomes your neighbor to love. And you have a purpose that is so much bigger than yourselves. And so that's why we want to invite everybody on the call to say, hey, come with us. Just come with us.
I love that. I want to make sure that everyone that's other mortgage companies that are listening, this is not a recruiting trip. It's a vision trip to make a difference, a purpose. It's not a recruiting trip for Movement Mortgage. And let's be really clear about that. And that is not the deal here.
And Dave, the other thing I would say, the other thing we're doing to develop a life of purpose, we want people to have a global purpose, but also a local purpose. And so when they come back, how can we help our teammates, love our teammates, develop those generosity muscles, live a life of generosity? It's more blessed to give than receive. So one of the things we're doing, Dave, that we've seen bear a lot of fruit is matched giving. So we created a foundation. When they give, they come to life. Give of their time, talents, and treasures. And so if they give a dollar to a nonprofit, we match it dollar for dollar, and they get excited about giving. And if they give of their time, Dave, we then pay them $20 an hour, but not to them. We pay $20 an hour to the organization where they're serving. And so over time, Dave, we've matched $173,000 in match giving for their time. And we've matched over $6.1 million in giving to organizations that they give. And so it doubles their impact. It doubles their sense of purpose. And so those are some ways we're trying to create local purpose, those generosity muscles, along with the global purpose of coming with us on a vision trip.
That's so exciting. I love this. So let's get to those that are saying, man, this is, sounds great. I want to get involved in a vision trip. I want to do all this. But how can I set this up for my company? How can someone set up the LoveWorks program?
Yeah.
In their program.
Yeah.
In their company.
Okay. Let's go through each one of these three. How can you do each one of the three? The easiest way for a life of purpose that we just mentioned is come with us on a vision trip. They, like that one's just really simple. Just call me and give me a week that works on your calendar and we'll go together. So that one's super simple. If you're interested in the giving and how we're doing that, we can help you with that as well. All the things we've learned. But let's talk about how you develop help in crisis, the LoveWorks Fund. If you really wanted to do that, how do you do it? Okay, so let's go back to when Toby and Casey had the courage and the generosity to seed this fund with $100,000. Now, your context, your seeding, it may be $1,000, depending on scope and scale. Yeah. But what we did is we then said, all right, let's cast a vision to our teammates for building a community that shows up in crisis and loves in crisis and provides help in crisis. Because honestly, Dave, that's the community that we all want to be a part of. When you fall, you don't want to just smack the concrete. You want a safety net that's under you. And so how do we create a safety net in all of our communities? Because we all need it. So Dave, this is not a fund for poor people. This is a fund for people in crisis, which is all of us. And so you cast a vision for your teammates to say, this is the kind of community that we all want to build together. And here's how you do it. We are going to give you the option to make a payroll deduction that'll be pre-tax. So you can lower your tax basis. You can make a donation that is going to create systemic transformational change for your teammates and for you if you need it. And you can do it $1 a month, $3 a month, $5, doesn't matter. And so, Dave, we've had over anywhere between 50 to 71% of our teammates buy in and say, I want to create that kind of community.
Wow.
What that has done has grown our LoveWorks Fund to the place where we have now helped, just in our company, over 2,500 people for over $5 million.
Wow.
And Dave, that's when cancer strikes and you have no idea how the bill is stacked up and you're going to step into them. And so, Dave, we've helped companies all over the country. They may be 10 people, or we now just had our friends from a little company that you may have heard of called Hobby Lobby come and spend some time with us. And our friends at Hobby Lobby, man, we've learned so much from them. But this is one thing they said, we want to do this LoveWorks thing and we're going to do it. And so now, Dave, get this. After the visit, they press go. 57,000 families at Hobby Lobby are now experiencing help in crisis, love and mercy in a crisis, because they said, we're going to build that community too. That's the kind of community we all want to be part of. And so we have had the privilege of walking with our friends at Hobby Lobby to help set that up. And we would love to help any listener on this call go, man, let's do that. Let's build a movement of love and mercy in crisis. And man, if you want to do that, we would love to help you do that.
That is such a great story. And that once it was originally seeded by Toby and Casey, each giving $100,000, that was the last they put in. This has been, I want to stress, this is being totally funded from within the staff, the employees of Movement Mortgage folks. And they've given away over $5 million. And there's a good fund. In fact, you've got, this has grown to the point where you have a whole staff that administers this, that looks at the need. So it's not one of those, the most popular person gets it, or the greatest need, or the one that can create it. It's really been set up in a way that is administered in just the classiest, high quality way.
Let me address that, because we get so many questions on this. So remember, we started doing this for Maria when we were just a few people. and we didn't have anybody on staff. It wasn't hired out. It was very organic. Dave, we want to help in a way that doesn't hurt. There's a book out there called When Helping Hurts. And we now have three trained social workers who are helping in a way that helps and trying not to help in a way that hurts, because we recognize there's some people that land in a crisis over and over and over and over again. How can we help with that? So we're trying to get proactive and not just reactive. And so we've added pieces that we can help you with in terms of budgeting financially, how you think about counseling, what that looks like. So we've added pieces. But again, Dave, we can help you think about the structure of it. Like, for instance, is there a cap on how much you give? We've had to think through all those questions. How do you set it up structure-wise? Do you do it internally or externally? We can walk you through that based on size. So I would say, look, whatever size you're at, man, commit to helping in crisis. Shoot us an email, and we would love to come alongside you in this, because we just know the world is better when more companies are loving people this way.
And that's the part that is so important that people understand. You're like, how do I get started? I love these stories. I'd love to make a difference. It's like buying a cookbook. You don't have to come up with a recipe, folks. Movement has already created the recipe. It's a open the book and start following it. And best part is Stephen will even come and give, speak into it. There's a team there. I've turned other companies on to you, Stephen. And you have someone that's on staff at no cost, has helped other companies set up this program. And it's been invaluable. The CEOs that I've talked to that have stepped up and say that they want to do this for their people and their team has said it was invaluable. And they were just amazed at how generous you were with your time. You and your team were generous with your time and helping them and the resources that you already have created. It's just add water, mix, and bake. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that gets us, Dave, to the last thing of how do we start this mentoring process if we want to do it? So, man, if you want to help your people have friendships at work, then here's the most significant thing you do. Start a group, like one group. You don't have to say, hey, we're going to put all 500 of our teammates into the mentoring process and we're going to have 50 groups in year one. No, like just start one group. And we'll help you get up and running. We'll train you on how to facilitate the group and four different tracks. What we do is we train facilitators from companies all across the country, and you can figure out what is going to best help serve and love your people, whether it's leadership development track, the life planning track, the grab the key track, or the faith and life track. And so we can help your culture develop a mentoring culture there. And really what it'll be, Dave, is leadership runs downhill. And so what we've done is start with a group of influencers at the top, and they then experience the power of transformation of friendships at work, where your relationships at work go to a whole nother level that you never envisioned was even possible, because it moves beyond the whole aspect of transactional to relational. Dave, it's no longer just, hey man, can you get me the loan documents? It's, hey, tell me about your kids. I know you mentioned last week in our mentoring group that they're in the hospital. And man, I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you. Tell me how that is. Dave, when you start with love in a relationship, the transactional follows the relational. But if you flip that and it's only transactional, then what'll happen is you'll churn and burn your people and they'll get chewed up and spit out. And so when you lead with love and relationship, the transactional excellence follows so much with such a greater sense of smoothness and efficiency and passion, because people know they're loved.
Love it, Stephen.
That's what we're all longing for.
And this is so good. And we're sharing it on Christmas, the 'tis the season to be giving. And this is just a way people can follow it. Listeners, I hope you have been inspired by this and challenged by this. The best part is you can get a hold of Steve and he's going to share his contact information with you in just a minute. You can get a hold of them and just follow their excellent example. I encourage you to do this so much. Stephen, thank you so much for investing nearly an hour here with me just to cover this. And then how can people reach you? They can learn more and consider setting this up, any one of these programs with their company.
Yes. So my email is probably the best way. Stephen.Phelan@movement.com. Let me spell that for you. Stephen.Phelan, Phelan at movement.com. And truly, it would be such an honor to hear from one of Dave Licken's friends. Dave is just such a friend of ours. And Dave, we've always wanted to build something special together.
Yeah.
And we've been doing that for years together. And so to be able to team up with some of your friends and listeners all over the country and to build a movement of love that's sweeping through the marketplace and seeing people loved and valued in ways they never have been before, that's what gets us out of the bed every day. That's why we're so motivated. Yeah. And man, we want to join with you and the businesses out there to say, let's build a different world, a new world, foundationally built upon loving and valued. And so we want to team up with people who want to see that dream become a reality.
I'm excited to be partnered with you from the very beginning and seeing and continue to partner and encouraging us. It gives so much purpose to what we're doing. And I'm just blessed to have you here. Merry Christmas, Stephen Phelan, to you and your family and to the Movement family. We love and value you guys. Appreciate you so much.
You too, buddy. Love you, Dave. Great being with you.
Love it. You too.
See you, brother.
Hey, listeners, this hot topic would not be possible without our sponsors. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Total Expert, Finastra, Byte Software, Lender Homepage, Angel AI, Truve, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, iEmergent, Modex, Mobility MMI, and Knowledge Group. There's so many good sponsors here, and we're so grateful for each one of them. Be sure to check out each of those sponsors and their spots on our website, LickitOnLending.com. Under the sponsorship page. Thank you.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.